not give up the fight. We must be like Moses. We've got to keep on trying. Canaan land is just inside.
There will be no sorrow there. In fact, tomorrow we will be there by and by.
Hello everyone, I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Tuesday night. Tonight it's going to be prayer and music. I'm very, very tired. Didn't sleep good last night. Up early this morning. Been going all day, so I didn't get a chance to prepare for tonight. And it turns out, I thought the meeting was tomorrow. But it's next Wednesday. So putting it all together, I said, well, we're going to have an easy music and prayer night. And Danny Boy came here with me. And I think he likes it because I rub his chest. So here's my dog, Danny Boy. So with that, let's see how everybody is doing. And we have Paula Jean here first. Hello, Paula Jean.
I'm grateful to be here and grateful to see that Rumble's working tonight. So even if you're going to take it easy, that's okay. God loves to bless you.
Thank you.
I think that that'll be good.
Yeah, I just kept on waking up last night, so I never did really get to sleep. And then I was up early this morning to go to the prayer meeting. Lasted a long time. I mean, a long time. And then I was busy all day today. So I decided for music and prayer. And Danny Boy followed me in here.
He's so cute. He just adores you.
He does. He's a good boy. He really is. Okay. Sister Sharon. Hello, Sister Sharon.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, good evening. I like the way that dog just stares his eyes right up at you.
Yeah.
It's so adoring.
Yeah, he's a good boy. Now, here, watch this. Watch this. Can you see it? Can you see him?
Oh, yeah.
He's like a little baby. Eh? He's a good boy, though. All right.
Yeah.
Enough tonight now. You go and find some place to lay down. All right, Danny Boy? Oh,
I'm
all
happy
right. He's begging for a cookie here. I have him in this drawer next to me. He sits down, and there he's got it. So he'll probably got his cookie. He'll go lay down someplace. Hey, let me see here.
It'd be nice to have a little bed for him right by your feet while you're
The bed, he's got a big bed over here in the corner.
That's good.
All right. And then we have Sister Kathy. Hello, Sister Kathy.
Good evening. But now he's Nancy's boy, too, because
yes.
He goes crazy when she comes home.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Oh, yeah, he is.
So he doesn't show favoritism.
What he Yeah, yeah. He's looking for a cookie for me, so that's what got him in here. All right, and then we have Sister. Oh, here he comes. Now this is what he just brought to me. He thought I threw it. He's looking for it. He thought I threw it. Danny's. There it is. So he wants to play now. Hello, Sister Rita.
Hello, Chaplain John. I've got to go to the archives and see what Danny Boy looks like.
He's black. He's all black. Black pug.
And he can't be very big. He's not very big, is he?
Well, we had him to the vet, and what was it, last week? And he's almost 25 pounds.
Good grief. Oh. I would have never dreamed it.
Why? What do you think? What do you think he is?
I would have thought if he was 20, I'd be surprised. Oh, that is, 20. He doesn't look that big on TV, but he's got two bulging blue eyes.
He's got the bulging.
Oh, okay.
And their eyes are like to the side and all.
Yeah.
Dude, he's really smart. That dog is smart. Mm. He knows. Like he can just know things with us. Mm. And then we have Gigi and Randy.
Good evening and blessings to you, John, and to everyone. Looking forward to tonight.
Okay, yeah. It'll be a music and prayer and testimony. Anybody that wants to give a testimony, please call in. Or you can, Sister Kathy, are you going to patrol the chat room?
Yeah, I'll be the DJ notification system.
Well, you're the sheriff. You're the sheriff there.
Okay, I'll do that too.
When I'm talking to you about that, it's making me think of, that's terrible with names now. That is awful. I can tell you all about her. Ah, the time I cracked the whip, Wild Olive with Wild Olive.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We talked about that the other day.
Did you? It scared me. I said, you're going to crack the whip and get him into the room. I said something like that, right?
Yep.
And then I had gone into YouTube and found a really one of those big bullwhip sound. Oh my. So I played it. I said, Wild Olive, get in here. And it
put the fear of the Lord in her, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. That was something. Well, let me open with a word of... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I had a little sweet lady over today helping me with deleting some photos and all on my 9 million that I have. And I ran across the two I have of her. And it was like, oh, we're not going to erase those ever. It was so sweet to see her.
Yeah. 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 All right. So let me open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you that we can all come together, Lord, and have a music night and pray. And I am tired, Lord, but I'll get to sleep tonight. Thank you. And just bless this time. And with two or three are gathered together in my name, There am I in the midst. And whatever we do, even a music night, is always done under the blood of the everlasting covenant that you made with us on Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, either I'm getting really short memory here, or did Gigi and Randy, did I say hello to them?
You did, and she said she was looking forward to the show.
Yeah.
Yes, we are here.
All right,
we are here. We're paying attention.
All right. Okay. So, I really have come to love that song about Canaan land is just in sight.
Amen.
So the words, the way it's sung, Yeah.
John?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
I think that's Beulah. I think it's Beulah Land.
What's Beulah Land?
The song that you're talking about.
It's not.
Canaan Land.
I thought that was Beulah Land.
Okay.
Yeah, Beulah Land's got a completely different arrangement. Yeah. This is, there's one I wanted to play about the Jordan. That's really got you going. Remember about the Jordan River?
Is it the Imperials?
No. What I'll do.
Ernie Haas.
Is that Ernie Haas?
Rollaway Jordan?
Yeah, something. I don't know if it's Rollaway. Well, what I'm going to do. I've got the song here. I know it. But let's start with a song, and then I'll look for that one. It's really it's really fast. So, we'll go with Sister Sharon. What song would you like? Sharon's muted herself, or maybe I did. I probably did. Yeah, Sister Sharon, what song would you like?
I muted me, too. So, Guy Penrod, Revelation song?
I was just looking at it here, but I don't know if it's Guy Penrod or not. Let me see who it is. Revelation song. Gateway Worship? Huh. Oh, all right. Well, I got to get over to, hang on. I got to get over to... YouTube. I'm not in YouTube. All right, I'm in YouTube. And Revelation. Got it. Here we go.
Okay.
The Lamb who was slain, holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. The Lamb who was slain, holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. Rainbows of living color, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder, blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to You, the only wise. To come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. I will adore you. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous
child, but I'll be gone.
I wanna cross over to see my Lord.
Just a few more rises and settings of the sun.
I wanna cross over to see my Lord.
My battles be fought and my victories won.
I wanna cross over to see my Lord.
All the friends I used to love so dear.
I wanna cross over to see my Lord.
Well, they've gone on to glory and all they'll be here.
I wanna cross over to see my Lord.
When my feet get cold, eyes are shut. Body won't chill by the hand of death. My tongue is glued to the roof of my mouth. Hands lay folded across my breast. I won't have to worry about the way I feel. Got a mighty that told me he'd be right there. He'll lift me up on the wings of love. Send my soul into heaven above. Tell the Jordan, get to life. I don't remember me. of my mouth, heavily folded across my breast. I won't have to worry about the way I feel. God Almighty just told me he'd be right there to lift me up on the wings of love, carry my soul into heaven above. Tell me, Jordan, deep and wide, that it's all for the meter on the other side. Get away,
get away, Jordan.
Get away,
Jordan.
Get away,
get away, Jordan.
Get away,
get away,
get
back Jordan.
Sister Kathy, I'm happy, but you were right. That's Ernie Haas.
Thank you. But you were right. It wasn't Roll Away Jordan.
Right.
So are Gigi and Randy still on?
Well, let me take a quick look over there. No.
Okay. They were leaving. I said, you can't wait and get one song before you go. They ate something that disagreed with them today, and they were going to have to go.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to pray for them. Go ahead and say a prayer, and I'll tell you what song I want.
But Ernie Haas, that doesn't fit him.
Well, I think one of the other guys, you mean his name, Ernie Haas, doesn't fit him, or Rollaway
no,
Jordan?
No, no, no. Rollaway Jordan doesn't fit their
genre.
Genre, yeah.
Yeah.
To me, anyways. I mean, they're just different than that. So that's why I said no.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Now you want to pray, Sister Kathy? And
well, I will unless you want to.
Oh no, it's up to you now.
Well, you go ahead. I think you do it better for them.
For who?
Gigi and Randy.
Oh no.
For their food poisoning or whatever.
Oh. Okay. I was praying about selecting a song. I see what you're saying.
Oh, no, I got my song ready.
Oh, okay. All right, Lord, yeah. We pray it isn't serious, Lord. I mean, sometimes these digestive problems connected with maybe tainted food can be real serious, Lord. So we're praying that this is not serious. It's just a little kind of discomfort. They'll be fine in the morning. So that's what we're asking for now in Jesus' name, that they will be fine in the morning. Thank you. Okay,
amen.
Now, Sister Kathy.
All right, I want to get, because I want a feel-good song too, I Got a Feeling, Walt Mills.
Now you have your choice here. This looks like a solo, and then lo and behold, he has been with the Gaither Singers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So do you want him with the Gaither or do you want him by himself?
I want him solo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a feeling. Here we go.
To lead all his people out. But Pharaoh's heart was hard and he thought he'd give them the route. So he chased them all down to the Red Sea shore. He thought he wouldn't have to worry about Moses anymore. But Moses stretched his rod out over the sea, and the Lord answered Moses with a little gentle breeze. I can see Moses now with a smile on his face, telling all the people with his gentle grace, I've got a feeling. Everything's gonna be all right. Yes, I've got a feeling. Everything's gonna be all right.
named David went out to fight the giant. And everyone laughed at such a funny little sight. A little shepherd boy armed only with a sling. Beside mighty Goliath seemed such a puny little thing. But David said, you come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. He put in a stone and he gave it a fling. And when it left his hand, David, he began to sing. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. The greatest story of them all. Jesus was a dying and hell had a ball. All the demons were rejoicing. They thought they had won the war, but soon they would not be laughing anymore. On that first Easter morning, and the sun woke up the earth, the caverns of the deep opened up as to give birth to a resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. And now the host of children rise and sing. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. 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 Be all right.
Well, Sister Kathy, I really liked it. I mean, really, really liked it. I like the
I love it.
I like the words to it. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, it's like it's a upbeat song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the words there about talking about Moses and David but they're like it's like pop music kind of, but it was really good. I mean,
it's like a diorama. It takes you around a circle of the whole Old Testament, just about.
But just the way they put it together, you know, it's mm-hmm. just good. Yeah, I enjoy
thank you.
That.
I'm glad you like it.
Oh yeah. Now, is he still around, or is he going to be with the Lord?
I started to say I don't know if he's still alive or not, but I'll find out and let you know when you come back, you know,
yeah.
After the next song's over. Or I can just do it now.
That's
is Walt Mills still alive? No, he died in March of 21.
Okay.
No, wait, that's Walter Morgan Mills. Walt Mills, the recording. He died in 2020.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he is dead, sorry to say. He was 83 in 20.
All right, now we have Paula Jean, and then up next is Rita, and then if people, you know, you patrol that chat room, Sister Kathy, looking for anybody. Desmond.
Well, now that you said that, they'll be adding theirs to the list. So
10,000 reasons.
I'll be a looking.
Desmond, I'm getting ahead of the curve here. 10,000 reasons for you.
Get on. That is Mr. Remember. That's awesome.
All right, Paula Jean. Oh, Sister Kathy. Well, hold on. And Sharon, did you get my email?
Yes, I got it.
Did you get it, Sister Kathy?
I did. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thank you.
With the contact?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is she a friend of Ray's?
No.
Ray, I
don't. Let's put it this way. That name never came up.
And she lives in Illinois?
Yes. But
okay,
Ray's got family there.
Yes, she does, but she has a friend. But I think her friend Melinda lives in Arizona, so that would be the difference. But we'll check on her. I'm going to talk with Sharon tomorrow, and we'll see.
Yeah, because she's real hungry to be with us, you know, and to be mm-hmm. part of us.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay. So Paula Jean.
Yes. Well, I'm feeling like Danny Boy. No, not the song. Like your little doggy. And this, you might want to play this closer to the end. It's Draw Me Close by Michael Smith, because it's like, you know, just wrap me up before I go to sleep.
Yeah. All right.
It just reminds me of Danny Boy when he looks to you, and it's how I look to the Lord.
Oh,
and so
see.
It's up to you what you want to do.
If I hold him, he'll stay there the whole time.
I know.
Yeah. You know, most dogs don't like to be held like that.
You know, yeah,
sitting straight up.
But a real cuddle bug.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He is a real, he just loves to be held and petted. But yeah. Here, since you brought this up.
Yeah, and I think Michael Smith may have been the one that wrote it. And I enjoy the one he does. So.
All right, here we go.
The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you, it's you.
What's that?
I said I didn't mean the song Danny Boy.
I know. I know you did.
Oh, okay. And so you're playing it now, and
yes.
You'll play the other one later.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
God bless you. God
yes.
bless you.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. I was wondering.
Okay.
Now that song brings back memories. So this is memory lane now. I debated. You brought up, you know, the song by Danny Boy.
Right.
And
right.
I debated.
Now
that
was good.
I debated to play it or not because it was my grandmother's favorite song.
Wow.
And
that's definitely memory lane.
Yeah. Yeah. And for a long time, I didn't hear this song that often, but it would really kind of upset me because it would hurt. It would just tie me right back to my grandmother. But maybe as time goes on, I want to tell you some stories about her because she was really, really unusual woman. I mean, everybody loved my grandmother and my grandpa, but there was something about my grandmother that was just different. And that she did come to the Lord. She did come to the Lord. She prayed with me to receive the Lord. But when I was a kid, and it was on and off, well, when I was very young, I lived with them. But then later on, like during the summer, I would spend a lot of time with my grandmother and grandfather. And then school, if school was out for a week, I would stay with them. She'd have this big white cloth, like bag. And I think she got it from the post office. And back in those days, this would have been like 1958 and around there. So she'd fill the bag up with clothes and all sorts of stuff. And I saw this. I saw her do this. She'd take like $100 and put it in the pants pocket of one of the clothes that she put in there. And then you could tie it and put this like label on it. And she sent it to Ireland. And then she'd mail a letter because it took quite a while for that to get to Ireland. And she'd mail a letter to, it was one of her sisters there that she, I don't know which one. Well, maybe it was, there was only one sister. All the sisters were here except one. It would have been, and I can't remember her name other than her nickname. And her nickname, my grandmother's sister's nickname was the Red Terror. When she was young, she had red hair and she was really feisty. So they nicknamed her the Red Terror. And another sister was Toothy because she had like teeth showing from her mouth there. And another one was Daisy. And my grandmother was Brummer. And there was one other one. There was two brothers and five sisters. So anyways, Years later, actually two cousins came from Ireland and they stayed with us. And grandma got them settled and they got jobs and all of this. So one of them, his name was Seamus. That's James in English. So we called them James and Seamus. Anyways, somehow we got talking and I don't know how it happened, but I mentioned that going to the post office with her and sending this. It was big. It was a big white cloth bag filled. She'd fill it up with clothes and shoes and all that. So I mentioned it to him, and this is what he told me. He said, we all couldn't wait to get Aunt Lizzie, he called her. My grandmother was Elizabeth, but everybody called her Lizzie. My mother was Elizabeth. They called her Elizabeth, Betty. And my sister was Elizabeth, and they called her Beth. So it was, they were all Elizabeths, but that was how we distinguished it. So he said, Aunt Lizzie kept us from starving. That's what he said.
Wow.
We couldn't wait to get those packages because there'd be money in there, and we could buy food. We bought food.
That's amazing. So she was a missionary in her own right, even before she received Jesus.
She loved people. I'm telling you. I remember her telling me, I was starving in Ireland, and I don't want to see anybody hungry. No one's hungry in my house. That's what she would say. We starved in Ireland, and no one's going to be hungry. So we had neighbors next door. And they were from Pennsylvania, I remember. And they were German. Last name was Hendenleiter. It's a real German name. And there was three boys, and I was friends with them. So I was young and I didn't pay attention to things, but they were always coming over to my house there where we were, and they were eating, and the kids would come over. There was one girl and three boys, and Richard was the one that I was best friends with. The others were older, and I was more Richard's age. And the dog would come over. The dog's name was Blackie, and he was a boxer, I remember. Grandma, we didn't have a dog then, and Grandma had this big bag of dog food, and she'd fill the bowl. And I remember Blackie was his name, and he would be twisting back and forth, so excited, wagging his tail, he'd be twisting. And she'd always have the bowl filled, always have the bowl filled. So one day I'm in the house, and I hear Grandma and my grandfather in a fight, in a big fight. And I overheard it, and he was saying, "I don't care, we're not going to let them starve." And my grandfather said, "We don't have the money. We can't feed them. We don't have the money." And she said, "Find the money. You find a way. They're not going to starve, the neighbors." So what I found out was he was unemployed and they were down and out and they didn't have enough money. So she was feeding the whole family.
Wow.
Yeah. Even the dog. She was even feeding their dog.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Just amazing. Some people are born with a loving heart, even, you know, if they haven't learned where that heart comes from, you know. It's a wonder how God does things.
She's so unusual. Well, my grandpa, too. But she's so unusual. I got in on this because of Danny Boy. But I just want you to know this here is a way I grew up.
Yeah.
And
special.
Of course, my grandmother had a big influence on me. My grandpa, too, but my grandmother. So down the block from us was a Japanese man. In fact, I have something in this house. It's up in my bedroom. I'll bring it down and I can't do it now, but I'll show it to you. He was very unusual. He's very poor English. He had been in like the 1908 or something like that, Olympics. He was a diver. And I won't go into too much about him, but he had no one. He had no one. He was just by himself and he lived in this house. And he would come to, we were up the block from him. He would come to us at lunchtime. And you could hardly hear him, understand him. And he was laughing all the time, and Grandma and Grandpa would feed him. And you couldn't understand him. He would just come and get fed.
Wow. So
one day he didn't show up. And my grandmother, we call him, it wasn't derogatory. We called him the Jap. Because kind of, back then it was a little derogatory because of World War II. And Jap was a derogatory term, but it wasn't towards him. My grandmother said, she said to me, "Go down and check on the Jap." So I went down there, and there I found him laying like unconscious in the living room. So I came back home, and we called the ambulance, and all, and they came, but he had no one. So my grandmother and grandfather became like his family, and he had a stroke, but he came out of it. And he couldn't really walk and get around. So this is what my grandmother did. I'm talking about my grandma. My grandfather was there, but in the background. So she arranged a program. And I was young. I was on a bike. I didn't drive yet. I was probably about 14. So she would cook food for him, breakfast and lunch. And I'd ride down there with my bike, and he loved to eat. Shimai, I remember his name. Shimai Shimizu. That was his name. And I would come down there with breakfast and lunch. And my brother, he would come down with dinner and take all the dishes back. And I would take the dinner dish back. So he got fed real good. And he loved to eat. But then, but then I went down there another time, and here he was laying on the ground again. So I remember going to the hospital with my grandparents, and the doctor said he was going to have to go in a home, that he couldn't really walk anymore now on his own. He had to have care.
Yeah.
So this is really incredible what I'm going to tell you, but I'm an eyewitness to it. So at this time now, we were living they built the Long Island Expressway, and it took our house. So my grandmother, my grandfather, myself, we moved in with my mother. We finished the basement, and we moved in with my mother. And then my grandfather passed away, I remember. And I'm standing in the kitchen, my mother and my grandmother. I wasn't in the conversation. I was just a witness to it. And my grandmother says, a nursing home isn't fit for a dog. She said, we're going to take him in. And my mother's talking about, well, all the work that takes, and all. My grandmother said, I don't care. And good conscience, we can't send him to a nursing home. Dogs aren't fit for them. So they gave me the order, and by this time I can drive, and I got him and brought him home. So they gave him my sister's room, and they put my sister in another place, and he became part of the family. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yes,
that's what she said. She said, I'll never forget it. She said, nursing homes aren't fit for a dog. We'll take him in. So we did. And he became part of the family. And she took great care of him. She would say to me, here's the appointment. Because he had toes. His toes had to be taken care of and things like that. And she'd say to me, now here's money for gas. And she said, you take the Jap to his the doctor, and I knew the doctors. And then he would love to get something to eat, like at McDonald's. So he loved to eat the Jap. So I'd take him to McDonald's, and I don't know where he got this, but he'd always have brand new, like $1 bills, right? No, brand new. And he'd give me like two of them. So I would get $2 from my grandmother and $2 from him to take him to the doctor. It's amazing. He literally became part of the family.
That's something. That's really something.
So then he couldn't, he was getting really worse, and he was on a walker, but he couldn't really walk anymore. But we found a relative in Japan, and we wrote to the relative, and that we couldn't take care. We explained the situation, so we got a letter back, and they said, yes, we'll take care of granduncle. I remember very poor English, but we'll take care of granduncle. So my grandmother made all these arrangements for the flight and the like almost like an ambulance to take him from where we live to the airport. Made all the arrangements to make sure there was a wheelchair and that they were on the other end. Made the connections on the other end. So we never heard. We never heard. For a long time, we never heard. And then the letter came one day from Japan. Now I'm emotional.
Yeah.
They said that they referred to him as granduncle. Granduncle had passed away, and they wanted us to know it. But it was years. He must have lived to be well in his 90s. You know? And they said that my grandmother's last name was Kane, K-A-N-E. So they said, we wanted Mrs. Kane to know that every day he gave thanks to her name for what he did.
So special.
And I don't know what happened to the letter, but years later, Grandma asked me, she said, letter from the Jap. I said, I can't find it. So I searched around and couldn't find it. She said, that's a shame. I said, I would have liked to keep that letter. So to make a long story short, Grandma lived to be 89, almost 90, and she had a stroke, and she was in the hospital. And I came all the way from Pennsylvania to see her, but she couldn't talk. Her speech was all gibberish and all that. And my sister was taking care of her then. And my sister called me and said that the hospital can't take care of her anymore. She's going to have to go to a nursing home. And I said, Lord, please don't. She hates them. So they took her out of the hospital to the nursing home in the evening, like 8 p.m. And I was driving to work in the morning, so it was probably about 7:30. My sister called me, and she said, Grandma just passed away.
Yeah. God heard your prayer. Yeah. He took her home. He was a much better caretaker.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that she did come receive the Lord. You know, that's a great blessing.
The only sad thing about that is my grandpa, he passed away before I came to the Lord, and he was a Catholic, and I don't know, you know, what that means with the eternal life. But anyways, there's so many more stories about my grandmother, but I just wanted to share that with you. And she was actually like my mother. I never adapted to my mother as my mother. It was always my grandmother. And the same with my grandfather. I mean, he was my father more than my father. It was a separation and divorce. But yeah, that she was a special woman, my grandmother. Special.
She was a blessing to you too.
So Danny Boy did that. That song, Danny Boy, she loved that song, Danny Boy.
And yeah, so that's how Danny Boy got his name.
Nancy named him Danny Boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, well, she knew your love for your grandmother.
Yeah. My grandmother and Nancy got along wonderfully.
That's great. Well, and your dog has such devotion. And that's the element that was very special about your grandmother.
And I had a German Shepherd I named Brummer after her. And I bring the dog over the house. And every time I would say, Brummer, come here, the dog, my grandmother would laugh. But it reminded her of when she was a kid back in Ireland
They called her that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that see what Danny Boy did? You got to hear stories.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So hang on for a second.
The way he was cuddling up with you reminded me of how I like to be when I go off to sleep with Jesus.
All right. Now Sharon. You, Sister Sharon, you like my stories?
Absolutely.
Did you like the one about my grandmother?
Yep, I like that. And I was just thinking about that. So my grandfather, my mom's dad's birthday was today, you know, and he would have been like 120 or something like that if he was still with us. But it's just... kind of a good memory day. You know, I've been thinking about him all day and everything. And it was a good memories, very, very good memories.
Yeah, she was generous. I mean, absolutely generous, my grandmother, grandfather. It was incredible.
Right.
Yeah, but that's what she said. I was starving in Ireland. I heard her say it. She said, I starved in Ireland and I don't want anybody hungry in my house.
Right.
Yeah, I might I have some pictures of me and a kid with her, and I'll dig them up and show them to you. And Grandpa. I have that one at Grandpa where I'm sitting on his lap, I think.
With the teddy bear?
Yeah, that's with the teddy bear. All right. I guess it's Rita's. Oh, Brother Charles is here. Hello, Brother Charles.
Hey, Cap. You almost made me cry there for a second. Had some great, wonderful grandparents, too, and so I know it's like.
Yeah. And, you know, that spills over to me because I'm with the grandkids, like, next door. But not only next door, I mean, but I see them all the time. But I have other grandkids, too. The way my grandparents treat me is the way I want to treat the kids.
Yes,
I know what it meant. I know what it meant to have a loving grandparent. So
yes, sir, and that special bond, you know, just spending time together, just the two of you, you know, it's so special. And now that my grandparents are all gone, I wouldn't trade that time for the world.
Right.
You know, for
right.
all the money in the world.
Right. So my young granddaughter next door there, Eliza is her name, and we get things in the mail that have like nickels in them and quarters in them. Nancy gets them. I don't. And it's something like they give you a nickel so you give money back to them. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, my granddaughter was here. And when this mail came with the, like the quarter in the, you could see it. It's in the envelope. So I took it out and I gave it to her and she thanked me. And then, so I gave her another one and I had, she likes change, a little change. So I was given a change. So one day she says to me, I don't think I could take your money. I said, why not? Well, I don't know. He said, I don't know. And I said, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm your grandfather. So then she said, well, she just was like hesitant. So I said, don't you understand? I'm your grandfather and I am entitled to spoil you. So she said, spoil me? She didn't know what spoil meant. So I said, well, to like give you money like that and do things. I'm your grandfather. So I said, don't ever hesitate. Just take it because I'm your grandfather. She said, oh, okay. So from that day on, and I have a glass, beautiful plate. I could see it. It's in the kitchen. I'm pointing at it right now. And it's got a well in it at the bottom there. It comes down to a well. So I put change in there. So I said, anytime you come in the house, you check in there, and if there's change, that's for you. She said, okay, thank you. So, yeah, I'm on my way to spoiling my grandchildren.
Yes, sir. Well, good. I'm glad you got some there with you and just, you know, keep in touch with them and with the ones that aren't in Texas, you know, and call, and hopefully they'll call you. And that made one of my grandmothers not. Now, one of them was sort of, you know, she could be around the grandkids. She could take it or leave it. But the other grandmother, my father's mother really loved me and really, I mean, when I called her, she loved it. And, or just when I saw her, she lit up, you know, and she loved the grandkids. So, yeah. But Cap, if you want to keep telling stories, that's fine with me and Lou.
Deep stories. Yeah. Oh, I
got
get a chance,
lot of good ones.
What happened was he has a, the Jap had a walk. That was his name.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, the Jap, that's what we called him, the Jap. And he had a wall clock. And he gave it to me. He gave it to me. And I never did anything with it. It needed to be repaired and all. So I moved from one place to another, and I took it with me. And it's upstairs in my bedroom. in the closet, and on the back, it's in Japanese, and there's a year, 1886. Yeah, 1886. That's how the clock is, from 1886. So Rachel came home one day from college, and she had a Japanese friend with her from college, and she was from Japan. So I got the clock and I showed it to her with the Japanese writing, and she could read it. She read to me the clock, and she said, "Well, this part is funny." She says, "This is actually like something funny that's written, but this is telling you this history of the clock." And she was reading it and laughing at it, the story that was on the back of the clock. Yeah, so I have that. He probably gave that to me 1968, I'd say. This was before I went away to college, and he had gone back to Japan.
Yes, sir. So, now, how far did you go? I knew you went to Virginia Commonwealth, and you were at that point living in still in New York, or?
Yeah, Long Island. Yeah, that was a good drive down there to Virginia Commonwealth.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, I mean, it wasn't like you couldn't go back and visit.
No. It was too long of a drive. You couldn't go like for a weekend. You have to fly.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, I hope your children know how special he was, and to keep that clock in the family.
No, they don't know. I don't know if they know anything about it, really. Now, my wife does, but I don't. It just sits there. It's been there. Yeah. Every time I've had it in my house since the first 1972, and it's just goes from one house to another, and it goes into the bedroom, and I put it. I'll show it to you just to see it. It would tickle my heart to show it to you.
Yeah, well, I'd love to see it, especially now that you told us about it. So maybe tomorrow, whenever you have time to go get it and bring it down. Well, I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
But, Chap, as far as songs go, just anything by Elvis.
Anything by Elvis.
Just any gospel song.
Hang on. We have Suzanne here. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, I just wanted to give you an update on your book, The Prison Ministry.
Yes.
I met with my second cousin. We met halfway in Hinsdale today, and her husband. And she goes frequently to the prison there in Iowa. And basically she said, absolutely, you're right. You cannot take anything. They're actually able to sit at a table and meet with him, but there's a guard there watching at all times. But she can't even send a letter or anything. A letter has to get sent someplace else, and then they make a copy of it, and I mean, it's all very secret. And but what she said, she took the book, she's going to read it, and then she is going to share this when she meets with him. Then see, she can share those things.
Wow.
She can't wow. Give him the book.
Did you mention to her by any chance of contacting the chaplain?
Well, I think, no, I didn't say that, only because she knows the rules forward, backward, and up and down. And I sort of feel she would, I can send her a text and mention that.
Yeah. Just because they may allow that. Most of the prisons do allow it. If you send it to the chaplain.
Okay. And I could, and I can do that.
Yes.
But and in the meantime, this is good, you know, that and she's going to go next weekend,
okay.
And she'll be seen again. So anyway, but I just wanted to thank you that she was very excited when I gave her the
book. Wow.
Really excited. And she just was so grateful. And I said, you just go ahead and keep it and do whatever you want to do with it. So that's my update.
That's very exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. He's been there. it happened in 1977. So this is a long term without parole. So,
man, that's really tough. Ooh. Yeah.
So anyway, that's my story. But I wanted to thank you for writing that book, because I feel like that was, I always kept thinking, why do I have, I read the book now, what can I do with this book? And then it just hit me. Oh, I can give it to my second cousin. So,
well, through the years, several people have done that. It was a very good friend of mine. Her and her husband had gone to be with the Lord, and her grandson was in prison, and she took the book and made sure that he got it. So a lot of people, not a lot, but several people have contacted me through the years. Yeah, I'm going to send that book to my brother, my son in prison, and things like that. But I did find out that, like, virtually none of the prisons will let you directly give it.
Right. Yeah. Right. Now, she said it used to be, but she said, I mean, obviously they've been seeing him for, what, over 50, well, almost 50 years? She's been going through this.
Yeah.
And she said it used to be not so strict, but it has gotten that way.
Okay. Well, that's good news. That's very good news. And today I delivered 200 brochures that's going to go to that woman's ministry there. So that made me feel real good. The Broken Hearted brochure, both in English and Spanish. And then I gave them some of the For God So Loved the World in Spanish. I was surprised that I had some, but I rooted around and I found some. So that's really good. They're all going to go to people that really need that and have really bad broken hearts. So that's a good day. Good day to hear what your testimony too there, Sister Suzanne. All right.
Thank you.
So now, and you think of a song also, but Charles, I've got Elvis, and I don't like the old Elvis. Yes, I like to go look at the young Elvis. How's that, Brother Charles?
That sounds good. Anything, like I said, you pick.
All right. The old Elvis has 6.3 million hits. The young Elvis has 2.9 million.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Consider
what joy shall fill me? sings my soul.
Are you happy, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm happy. Thank you so much, Chaplain.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
And I got a backlog here of people for songs. And we've got to have Sister Rita. Hello, Sister Rita.
Hello, Chaplain John. And I want to thank you very much. With heartfelt thanks for you sharing that wonderful story about a very wonderful person.
Yeah.
Your grandmother.
Yeah.
You were blessed to have her, Chaplain John.
Well, I can tell you this. I don't know. It'd be very bad for me to continue with my mother and my stepfather. And when I was 12 years old, around 12 years old, I went to live with my grandmother and my grandfather. And that, in a real sense, saved me. It would have been
so good.
That atmosphere with my mother and stepfather was not good. It was really bad.
Okay. Well, it's good that you had a place to go. And your grandmother knew the Lord Jesus Christ before she went home?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes.
That I am so very glad to hear that. That's great. That is super great.
Yeah, now my grandpa, he passed away before I knew the Lord, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you never know. You know, just hope that he is there.
Just like I said,
with my mother.
You know, how far does Catholicism go for salvation? I don't know. You know,
it doesn't. The problem with, well, it's a cult, and Catholicism. Because I was born and raised in a Catholic home, even though my parents were hypocrites, but they didn't practice Catholicism, but they did send us to a Catholic school. I went to a Catholic school for 13 years of my life when I was young. So and the problem with Catholicism is that you have to they teach that you pray to the Virgin Mary for Jesus Christ to hear you. So you don't have that direct connection to God the Father, only through Mary, and then she petitions Jesus Christ for you.
Yeah, I'm aware of all that.
Okay.
Mr. Rita, yeah, I'm aware of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, all right, what song would you like? Of course, you can pray first if you want, and then what song would you like?
Okay, I think I'm going to, the song I want is Guy Penrod, You Never Let Go. I'd like to say a prayer or two. Okay. Father, I thank you for all that you have given to me, my salvation, being born in America, and your love that you gave to me when I did not deserve it. Father, I bring up Sharon to you. I pray that you will strengthen her, comfort her.
Yes, Lord.
And encourage her.
Yes.
And also, Father, I pray that you would also heal her, and that she'll be walking soon, Father. Hold her close to you, Father. She's in a lot of pain almost every day, I assume. Hold her close to you, Father, and strengthen her and encourage her, Father. And I pray for Gigi and Randy. I pray that you will heal them from their Lyme infection. Also encourage them, comfort them, and encourage them. And that you will, the treatments that they take for this Lyme infection, Father, that you would bless their bodies with it. And that that you just bless their bodies, that they will get stronger and to resist this Lyme infection or heal this Lyme infection. But that the treatments would benefit them, Father. And I pray, Father, I pray for Susie. She's in a lot of pain, and I pray that you will heal her, whatever is causing her pain. If it's osteoporosis, she has pain in her feet and in her back, Father. Heal Susie from this. And I pray, Father, that you would also encourage her and comfort her, Father. Father, I give you thanks for President Trump, that you have given us President Trump, Father. I thank you for that. Bless President Trump and his marriage. Protect them, him and his wife, from the evil men and women of this world. And strengthen, encourage, and comfort President Trump. And guide and direct him, Father, in how he is leading America. And Father, I pray for, I ask that you bless Pastor Fred, encourage him, and comfort him, and bless his church. And I also, Father, ask that you will heal Katie, encourage her, comfort her, and strengthen, encourage, and comfort Katie, Father, and heal Katie. And, Father, I also want to pray for Jack, Susie's second cousin. I pray, Father, that you would soften his heart, Father, and open up his eyes to what the wages of sin is, and that when Susie's cousin will witness to him, that you will anoint what she is saying to him, and that Jack will come to the saving knowledge of your son, Father, and that he would find comfort in your son and encourage him, Father. For he's been a very long time in that prison, Father, and strengthen him. I ask that he will come to the saving knowledge of your son, Father, that he may be free. And I pray, Father, for everyone that is online tonight, in YouTube, X, Uber, and Dialpad, that you will encourage us, Father, comfort us, and strengthen us, Father. And that if anybody has a broken heart, that you would heal them, Father. For I pray this all, Father, in the name of my Lord, my Savior, and my God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, here we go.
Tar is anointed of the Lord.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
Your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go. I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go in every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, come on, still I
excellent. Excellent choice.
Thank you, Chaplain John. I love that song. The more I hear it, the more I love it. Thank you for playing it.
Excellent. All right. Suzanne, would you like the song? You like Jerusalem's Cry?
Yes.
There's several songs here, singers, but that are singing Jerusalem's Cry. So after we finish this one, I might want to go and hear follow-up to it. Okay, here we go. Jerusalem's Cry by Randy Travis.
Can you hear Jerusalem's cry? Can you see the storm on the rise? Look around, you can't deny. This is the hour of heaven's time. Armies gather in the east for the war that's soon to come. Death will march with the mark of the beast. So seek the light and walk with the sun.
Soon we'll see his wrath come down, and the Lord descending from the sky. When you hear the trumpet sound, God has answered Jerusalem's cry.
And the moon blood red, and the stars fall from the sky. The word of God in the Bible says we're living in the end times.
Soon we'll see his wrath come down, and the Lord descending from the sky. Trumpet sound, God has answered Jerusalem's cry. God has answered Jerusalem's cry.
Soon the dead in Christ will rise and join him in the sky. Even unbelievers will see God has answered Jerusalem's cry. God has answered Jerusalem's cry.
Suzanne.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, pain?
Oh, I mean, I'm not like a number 10 or anything, but I've had a lot of troubles with my bones and my back and my feet and that kind of thing. So.
Oh, okay.
For a pretty long time, yeah.
You had mentioned last night about a friend of yours, I think it was you, with...
Right, I did. With the shingles, the post nerve.
What I shared with you last night is not good for her.
Oh.
Because that's kind of, it's like on the skin. And it puts like lesions on the skin, you know, the shingles.
Right.
You know, that's more for like muscle and joints. Skeleton. Yeah, that won't.
Now,
however,
the lesions have gone. She doesn't have lesions anymore.
Okay.
That has healed up. It's the nerve damage or whatever happens that with the nerves.
Yeah.
So maybe that doesn't.
That is the nerves. That is the nerves. That's what shingles goes after, the nerves.
Right, right. But maybe, like you said, it's only for muscle and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. I'll let you know if it's good for nerves. All right. Now, here's the thing. I took it and I showed yesterday. In fact, I keep it right here because at night when I finish like the show and all before I go to bed, I put this on my lower back right there. And it does wonder. In fact, I bought it for my son. It came today and I gave it to him today because his back has been bothering him, especially when he gets up in the morning. And then his rib, he damaged the rib there. So anyways, he's going to try it. But DMSO, you get it in liquid. And what I do in the morning, I get a cup of tea, and the tea has to cool down. It has to be like, not hot. It has to be more like kind of above room temperature. I put 4 drops in it, just 4. It's incredible. It's just, this DMSO is for real. So I recommend it for you. There's no side effects to it. It's natural. It comes from inside the bark of a certain tree. That's where it comes from, the DMSO. You can't make you sick or anything. But I recommend it that you try it. It's not expensive. The liquid is not expensive. So I would start with 2 drops in the morning and, go to 4, but really no more than 4. I think 6 is the max that they recommend. So I use 4. I'm up to 4 now. And my back, I feel like I'm 20 years old. It's incredible. That's what I told my son. I said, John, give this 2 weeks to get going on you, to absorb all of it into the muscles and the joints there. And I said, I based on what happened to me, you're going to really see a big difference. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Do you need to get to somebody else? Or did you want me to pray, or you have to move on to whatever you say?
Well, you can pray. Paula Jean, what song was it that you wanted? Yeah, Paula Jean? Huh. Okay. This is Gigi and Randy here by any chance? Gigi and Randy? All right. Well, Paula Jean mentioned something which I don't remember now. But go ahead, Suzanne.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the fact that you care about us. You loved us so much, and we can have a relationship with you. Thank you that you, your tender mercies are, it doesn't matter who it is, Father, you want to draw them to yourself. So we thank you so much, Father, that you gave us love through other people and through yourself. And I just so appreciated Rita praying for my cousin Jack. And Lord, there's just so many that need you, need salvation, need to be healed of broken hearts from your not understanding who they are in you, and or getting revenge, or all the different things that happen because of sin. And I just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. And I just pray, Father, for those that are like Sharon, Lord God, who needs your mercy and grace and attention and healing, Father, because you are the great physician, Lord Jesus. And so many people, Lord God, are suffering, and we just repent before you for this nation that is needing
a Lord and a Savior, and so many, they don't know it. So we just pray, God, for your Holy Spirit to move on hearts, and that we would be faithful to you to the end. And we just, I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me get back.
Amen.
Oh, there's Paula Jean. All right. What song was that, Paula Jean?
Okay. I have to go look it up. Just a minute.
Okay.
Okay. It's called Draw Me Close to You, and it's by somebody Smith.
Oh, Michael Smith. W. Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Smith. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you, John.
Right. I'm looking at the time. We're ready to close here. Wow, really, really fast tonight. We'll check if anybody. Oh, I forgot 10,000. We'll have to do that song, 10,000 Reasons. We're about ready to close now. All right. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word, Lord, and all the wonderful music, Lord. Such wonderful, wonderful music. All the songs through the ages, Lord, and they're still known to you in heaven. And then all of the songs that could be written in heaven. We think of the new song there in Revelation 5:9, and they sung a new song. So there'll be all sorts of songs, and we know there's harps in heavens, and there's trumpets, and I'm sure there'll be every instrument that you can imagine. So we thank you, Lord. We make beautiful music because we're created in your image and likeness. Music comes from you. You're the creator of music, and we can make music because we're created in your image and likeness. So I thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And music has a powerful impact, good and bad. Music can really stir up the flesh and get us deep in the flesh, Lord, or it can edify and inhabits the praises of his people. So music can really draw us close to you. It really, really soothes the soul. So I pray we will have a blessed night, and we'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time. And I'm going to close with, hang on here. I'm going to close with this one. I've got to press a couple more buttons, and I'll be right there for you. Now, here we go. Got you all in suspense.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. Oh. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. Side by side, we will work with each other. We will work side by side, and we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. Oh.
All praise to the Father from whom all things will come. And all praise to Christ Jesus, his one and only Son. And all praise to the Spirit who makes us all as one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. Oh, they will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we, they will know we are Christians by our love, they will know we are Christians by our love, by our
Well, God bless everybody, and remember, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave life everlasting. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.